This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Following the discovery of the dead bodies of six of the Israeli hostages taken by Hamas on October 7th, many in Israel are blaming the government for not doing more to secure a deal to bring the hostages home sooner. Tens of thousands of people joined in the largely peaceful protests across the country, with a general strike called for Monday. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Israel's largest trade union, the Ha'istadut, called for a general strike on Monday, the first since the start of the war. It aims to shut down or disrupt major sectors of the economy, including banking, healthcare, and the country's main airport, with outgoing flights halted between 8 and 10 a.m. Those flights either departed early or were delayed, and travelers were seen lining up at check-in counters. Despite the disruption, banks, some large malls, and government offices were all closed and public transit limited.
The Alternative for Germany was on track to become the first far-right party to win a regional election in Germany since World War II, giving it unprecedented power, even as other parties aim to exclude it from office. Reuters' Angela Johnson reports.
The party was set to win 33.2% of the vote in the state of Thuringia, according to projections from broadcaster ZDF, which could potentially allow the AfD to block decisions requiring a two-thirds majority, such as the appointment of judges. Celebrations were not open to the media, but were broadcast on the party's YouTube channel. I think the mood is very clear. People want change, said Björn Höcke, who leads the AfD in the state. He's the party's most extreme and controversial figure.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. You're listening to VOA News. One person is wounded and several houses are damaged in Russia's city of Belgorod after Ukrainian shelling on Monday. Ukrainian forces have long subjected the city and nearby areas to shelling and other attacks. Kyiv says its attacks target infrastructure key to Moscow's war efforts. On Sunday, authorities say Ukraine's shelling killed one person and injured more than a dozen in the area. Protests and outrage continue following the sexual assault and murder of a young resident doctor on August 9th in Calcutta. Reuters' Leila Shakrashahi has that story.
According to the Indian Medical Association, about 60% of India's doctors are female, with three-quarters reporting verbal and physical abuse on duty. The recent assault has drawn parallels to the 2012 Delhi gang rape of a physiotherapist that sparked widespread protests. Reuters interviewed 14 female doctors at government hospitals in West Bengal who described poor working conditions, including aggressive treatment from patients' families and inadequate resting facilities. Others described napping in break rooms with no locks or dealing with male patients taking photographs of them without permission.
Leila Shakrashahi of Reuters reporting for us. A former head of Libya's Coast Guard, who was known as a key trafficker of people and fuel, was killed by unknown assailants, local media reports. Major Abdel Rahman Milad, also known as Al-Bija, was killed on Sunday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Officials say that Abdel Rahman Milad was shot dead Sunday by unknown assailants. Libyan media outlets reported that he was shot while he was in his vehicle in the western area of Tripoli. Footage circulated online showed a white Toyota Land Cruiser from Milad with bullet marks on its side. Milad, who commanded a Coast Guard unit in western Libya, was sanctioned by the United Nations Security Council for allegations of human trafficking. Milad had denied any links to human smuggling. Libya has been plagued by corruption and turmoil since a NATO-backed uprising toppled and killed longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Exiled Tibetans in India's northern hill town of Dharamsala marked the 64th Tibetan Democracy Day on Monday. It commemorates the establishment of the democratic system instituted by their spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, in 1960 by setting up a government in exile, during which the Tibetans started holding elections by choosing their members of parliament in exile, a prime minister, and a council of ministers. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.